We want to welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church today. If you're visiting for the first time, we're so glad that you are here today. And we want to begin our service, as we do each Sunday, with a call to worship. And I'm reading today from Proverbs chapter 30, specifically looking down at a verse that's very telling of the times in which we live. As we know, Proverbs chapter 30 is, we've titled it Agur's Axioms. And specifically, they speak to our generation today. And we looked at last week, verse 15, the horse leech hath two daughters, crying, give, give. And that introduces the following things that are said. There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things say not, it is enough. When I was growing up, my brother and I used to play uncle. I think most kids probably know what that is. It was a secret word that you said when you had your arm twisted up behind your back and you were in excruciating pain and you cried uncle, and they were supposed to let go. And then you'd get the other one in a headlock, and then they'd wait for them to cry uncle. And then usually when it was my younger brother, uncle didn't mean a whole lot. And so it ended up being a fight. But anyway, we used to play uncle. And this expression here, they never say it is enough. It never cries or hears the cry of uncle, so to speak. Never enough. And I want you to see the very first one. What is the first thing that's listed here in the scriptures? It says the word Sheol, the grave. Oh, how we are reminded on a daily basis. You read the obituaries. Just this morning, the new headlines on all the news channels and so forth was the death of the singer Whitney Houston. And over again they said, oh, how awful that death came so early for her. And yet they also brought out the fact that her lifestyle was such that contributed, I'm sure, to her passing. But the grave never says enough. And I hope that we're teaching our boys and girls. I hope we're teaching our teenagers. I hope that we're not communicating to them that somehow death's not going to come. Now, for the Christian that knows the child of God, we have the hope of the rapture. But the Bible says that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We need to teach our children. I am amazed at the number of parents today who do not take their children to a funeral home. They don't take their children with them whenever they're going to visit a family or whatever because they don't want them to see death. But yet it's coming. We can't hide it. The world every day deals with death. This morning on my way to church, there was the carcass of a creature out in the road. How many of you saw that? I know some folks are nodding their heads coming to church. And there were four or five buzzards that were over there just pulling away at the pieces. And as I drove up a little bit closer, they trotted off to the side. I passed by and then I looked in my rearview mirror and they rushed back out there feeding on what? Death. Death. It's around us all the time, and yet there's so little care given to that. We're here today, gathered in God's house to open His Word. Brother Bill Hall is going to be preaching God's Word to us. I hope that we pay attention and that we realize that we're going to spend eternity somewhere forever. It's either in heaven or it's in hell. And the only way you can go to heaven is not because you were good, or as they said this morning, Whitney Houston, as they were trying to put the best image on that, said, it was so wonderful. She was singing in the nightclub on Friday night of this week, Jesus Loves Me, her rendition of that. While she had been drinking the previous hour and a half, she was completely drunk at the time that she sang it, her rendition of it. And I just could not help but think, we're trying to put a pretty face on death. Can't do it. You can't do it. Unless you're trusting in the finished work of Jesus Christ and you receive the free gift of His righteousness, then there's no hope for you but a devil's hell. There's four things that never say it is enough. And the first one is the grave. Are you ready? If your life were to be snatched away from you at this very moment, would you enter in the presence of Jesus Christ because of His righteousness? Or would you miss heaven and go straight to hell because you've been trusting in your own works, you've been trusting in your own ideas and philosophies? Listen, dear folks, God loves you. He sent His only begotten Son to die for you. And you need to be sure today, before you walk out these double doors to go out to the parking lot, you better be sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Because there's one thing about the grave, it never says enough.